but they call it Diwani, the madness, and run. "Enter then and look," said Father Wolf stiffly, "but there is no food here." "For a wolf, no," said Tabaki, "but for so mean a person as myself, a dry bone is a good feast. Who are we, the Gidorlog, the jackal people, to pick and choose?" He scuttled to the back of the cave, where he found the bone of a buck with some meat on it, and sat cracking the end merrily. "All thanks for this good meal," he said, licking his lips. "How beautiful are the noble children! How large are their eyes! And so young, too! Indeed, indeed, I might have remembered that the children of kings are men from the beginning." Now, Tabaki knew as well as anyone else that there is nothing so unlucky as to compliment children to their faces. It pleased him to see Mother and Father Wolf look uncomfortable. Tabaki sat still, rejoicing in the mischief that he had made, and then he said spitefully, "Shere Khan, the big one, has shifted his hunting grounds. He will hunt among these hills for the next moon."